whether we do Gabion Basket or Benway Weirs. I don't know which one they'll approve. But we need to do something to protect that bank against the road. As far as flood, currently right now, the Silver Creek Road and Slough Hollow are the only two remaining that are not open. Slough Hollow, it got up and got under the pavement, rippled it, tore out guardrail. Crews are down there today even working on it. And should be patching it today to where they can hopefully open it back up to traffic. Lakeshore Drive, that night we got it open about 9:30. Fall Creek was open by noon. Overall, we pretty well trained. We got them open pretty quick. So. But upstream from our deal on Lakeshore, MoDOT had their big slide off, and it was a very congestive nightmare trying to get to our project. So we went through Coon Creek, got down T Highway and around. Tried to get them to shut the road down to where we could both benefit from it, but that wouldn't happen. So, and then yesterday, they had an issue that happened over the weekend. Their guardrail fell off right there below Amherst at the box culvert, so they had to rebuild the shoulder back up. And they were doing that yesterday.
Where was that at?
They're on Lakeshore, right above Lakeshore Drive on 76.
There was a big fill that they put in?
Above it.
Above it.
Did you start up the hill?
Okay, just around the bend there, did you start up the hill?
Yeah. Other than that, pretty well in on the county. We were rocking and rolling on chip seal, but now we're rocking and rolling on the rock on the shoulders.
They got roofed pretty fast.
And I don't know, there were three or four pretty large projects, but I don't think when we total all this up, we're going to get a declaration of disaster declaration.
We will be well under $100,000 each.
Yeah.
That tree that came down at Reno Springs Bridge there, and we got it all cut up and pushed off to the side. I don't know if you want to do anything with it. It's completely out of the road. It's where you all park your equipment sometimes. Yeah. It's not bothering us any. Okay. And somebody wanting firewood will come by someday and cut it up.
All right. Anybody got anything for MoDOT?
I think their big commitment down here has been repairing 76. Yes.
They're chipping and sealing, well, a contractor is today. Yesterday they were at Walnut Shade chipping and sealing 176. Today they're at the Taney Douglas line coming back this direction chipping and sealing. 76 Highway.
Looks like progress is being made at the Kirbyville Elementary School.
Yeah, it was. And then the big rain
undermined
the new pavement that they had just put out. So now they're having to shore it back up. They had to put a bunch of check dams in there to slow the water down. And they had a back truck in there yesterday getting the debris out of the pipe going under the road. Yeah, they're forming and pouring their curb in the parking lot. They're going to try to have it open by school time, which I think is around the 20th or so, the third week of August.
Yeah. So I think that's, again, another good safety improvement there.
They have been doing a lot of that high friction traffic treatment, like on 160. And I'm not sure where else.
Well, there's several curves that they've done.
They did some south of Hollister on 65.
They did. They've done several locations there.
And I hadn't heard any complaints about the concert traffic. I, as far as I know, the traffic's moving a lot better. And
everybody gave it high marks. I've had a lot of people that went and I talked to.
That's good.
They said it was all, other than the one comment I did hear was that Ticketmaster, if you want a handicapped parking place, costs $900.
You could sell one.
Hire somebody to carry you on their back.
Right. $600.
Sell one lady on.
If there's three of you, you can get a helicopter for that and just be flown in.
One lady on social media advertising that she lived nearby and would offer $20 per car parking in her yard to help reduce the cost.
The one thing I'll credit MoDOT with, something that I haven't ever seen in 20 years, Business 65 was closed because of water, and not because of creek, but it was ponding water because it's serviced by an 8-inch tube and couldn't do it. MoDOT came down and brought a snowplow, plowed the water right out of the road, and the road was open. Never saw anything like it. And I was, KY3 was after me, so I was talking to them. I didn't see the whole thing, but the guys came and said, well, Business 65 is open again. And I said, well, how the heck did that happen that quick? Well, I plotted out with a snowplow. So there you go. That was a good one.
And another good note, the Corps called me. I don't know if they did, Rick, but they were actually cooperating on letting water out of the dam because they knew we were impacted downstream. So they kept it to an absolute bare minimum, which helped all the tributaries go down that much quicker and not have the flooding.
They actually stopped generating electricity. They closed the dam. And then when the flashboards were open down here for 4 more feet, Taney Como rocketed down. And that probably saved Hollister at least 2 feet of additional damage. So it was amazing. But
yeah,
Headwaters, Short Creek, Turkey Creek. Turkey Creek at 5:30 a.m. was at 2 feet. At 7 a.m. it was at 14.65. So it came up 12 feet, basically. And it was raising a foot an hour when it was going up.
Yes.
I'm sorry, a foot every 10 minutes, not an hour.
Yeah.
Foot every 10 minutes. So it was hard to get away from it. You couldn't keep ahead of it. It was just a mess.
Surprising the Corps acted that fast.
I've never seen them do that.
Well, they did because Tabor really didn't have the rainfall.
Yeah.
Yep. It only came up like, what, 0.5?
Yeah, it was nothing.
If they would have had it, then it would have been a different ball.
Yeah.
In highway, I was a little guy. I was in elementary school, so over 40 years ago, the last time that M Highway was, Cedar was running over the top of the highway, it was, people were turning around, and there's no spot to turn around. It's a big old hill comes down, but you know, it was over 2 foot deep crossing the highway there. Yeah, it made a mess, but yeah, it's been at least 40 years since that's been underwater.
I'm not part of me, but I'm going to throw a plug in there because a retired road bridge got, had been for him, there had been cars wrecked there. He saw it when he had black traffic stopped him.
Yeah, there's not much of a spot to be warned. And when you're cruising out, you know, just before daylight, you know, it's one of the big, awful, awful situation. All right. Any new business we need to go over?
Sure. Chairman, I'm going to have a proposal to put on the agenda, if you could put it forward for the next meeting. It has to do with what we've just been talking about. I happen to be down at the landing, took observance and documentation of some of the great remedial measures that were done by MoDOT. And this is a photo op of the previous slide that was there in 2019. this is just a little documentation. I like it. I think it's warranted, though this is, you know, Devin said maybe a 500-year storm or even more. It's not going to happen very often, but it has happened in the last 4 years. 2019, that top left-hand slide is the scene that was fixed and was in place after the October 11, 2019 slide damage, which is a pretty good broad area. But this latest slide, in July 17th, was at least twice the size of that, about three times. And you see the undercutting, like Devin talked about, undercutting of the road right there. This is really a MoDOT, and Branson's not represented here today, but if you could put out with the next agenda, maybe a copy of that, send it to Michael Woods and also to MoDOT. We'd like them to be represented here to just to have a general discussion about any safety precautions that could be provided. I don't know how, apparently your road band spotted, where was that at, that they prevented running off into the bridge?
In the highway.
Well, I don't know who. Myself and our sheriff was the first one at that this year.
What time of day was it?
It was mid-morning.
Mid-morning.
But I jumped in the truck with him at Lakeshore, and we went down there, and he was on one end, I was on the other, and started traffic to go around it.
This is so key to the lead-in into Branson and Hollister coming from the east. This is the survival mode area. Again, it's a very infrequent event, but if there's any precautionary measures, different additional piling in that area or some of those preventative measures that you were talking about that are for these kind of slide fills, I think certainly they would bear consideration. And possibly this could be built into the Lakeshore Drive roundabout project and bump that project up to number one on the list. So those are just some food for thought, and I think it bears a lot of discussion and, you know, just out-of-the-box thinking about maybe preventing someone riding off into the brink also. So we'd like to have that proposed for the next agenda discussion and have Branson and MoDOT here. Let MoDOT describe what great remedial measures they took and did. They did a remarkable. I've never seen so many yellow trucks in my life. It looked like an anthill of yellow trucks.
Well, between that and Lakeshore Drive, there was a lot. But there's some answers to stuff like this, but it's almost not. It's cost prohibitive. You can move that bluff back, and that'll get you away from it. You can put a mechanically stabilized wall along there. That'll do it, but you're talking about million-dollar miles when you do that kind of stuff.
That's really, I'd rather have MoDOT address it. It's their issue, and they've got the infrastructure bill that President Biden signed off on 3 years ago that's supposed to address these kind of things, to be able to apply for it from the Department of Transportation. So, you know, here's a problem that potentially is a safety issue that ought to at least be looked at, and that's my thoughts about bringing it up.
The thing that's tragic is we don't have the Taney County Expressway. If we have the Taney County Expressway, this is a non-issue. This is just a non-issue. But if we don't,
that particular day, it would have been tragic if we hadn't had the Coon Creek Bridge that we had now.
Oh, yeah. That's because true, too. Yeah.
Not only the county, but MoDOT, dump truck after dump truck after dump truck, are utilizing Coon Creek Road so they could go back after the product. If we hadn't got the bridge in there, we do now. That would have been
a bad day. It was a bad day anyway, but it would have been a worse day. So
it's weird that all, you know, that started. I assume the landing's successful enough; they're not going to want to take it out and let that flow back down the other side. It'll keep pushing it right over into that.
I know it would have been up in the landing if the Corps hadn't backed off from the
information.
Because it didn't like it that much. At one point on the ball down there, I could see from where we were.
It's almost amazing to watch, and you'll see it like.